You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Number two, coming to you live from Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose, brought to you by Chef Kelvin's Coquito.
Tastes so good, make you want to kiss your mom.
Yes.
Thank you, Mommy. Did you drink when you were pregnant?
What are we going to call hour number two today, since our last hour number two on the network? What are we going to call it?
We should ask the fans.
Well, it's hard to do that when... This is usually when we do it.
Hey, you got
to
do it kind of quickly,
like that
type of thing.
Oh,
you know, what do you want to? What do you want to call it?
Shower hour.
Shower.
Shower with love.
Shower.
The coquito hour.
Shower me with your love.
That don't flow.
No, it doesn't go.
Shower hour.
Shower hour.
Shower us with love.
Okay, hour number two, Bart Scott. What should it be?
It's the shower hour. 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 We gonna shower y'all with love. I love you.
I was going to ask if Buddy Love was going to show up.
I really, really love you. Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. My fans have found another, and they've gone away. But if you love something, let it go, brothers and sisters. If it comes back, it was yours. If it doesn't, it never was. Now, this is my favorite part of the sermon. It's time for tithes and offerings. We love the stuff that shake, but we literally love the stuff that float. So dig deep in your pockets and look within your heart and take it out.
Excuse me?
Throw all that money up in the air.
Phrasing?
Oh, money.
As everything in this world that stays up in the air belongs to phrasing. God. And all the currency, crypto, Zelle, Cash App.
Venmo.
That falls to the ground belongs to Brother Love. And I shall do with your funds what the good Lord puts on my heart and what I'm feeling today, my brothers and sisters.
Is mozzarella sticks?
Is it G5?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Church Tabernacle. You're welcome.
You're welcome. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. There's a large portion of the country going, I cannot wait till this show is done.
Fort Myers, what up?
What up, Fort Myers? How about what up, 49ers? Mm. So the West has won. They get the division. And Brock Purdy continues to just surprise. Is surprise the right way to put it?
Yeah, it's like the moment isn't too big for him.
He's
on the road, 12th man.
Yeah.
To win the division.
Yeah, yeah. It was a big spot, and he does it, and certainly getting it done. And that is brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do to get to projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. So Kyle Shanahan, about his quarterback, about a surprising young quarterback who is doing more than just performing on the field. It's what he's also doing at the quarterback position that you aren't seeing.
Definitely another level. It was another level for me just watching someone do it. It was the injury he had last week, and for him to be ready to go today, which, I mean, it's still, you could tell in pregame warmups, you know, a number of things that were really tough for him. And for him to be able to just play, let alone to play the way he did, to protect the ball. I knew he struggled to move a little bit at times, but there at the end for that third and one, for him to be able to run and move the chains there, they had a lot of respect for him before that game, but a lot more now.
See, he got cleared. Magical. Why don't we call Nick Saban doctors, the one who got him cleared from COVID
in
1 day.
The fastest COVID recovery in the history of COVID.
He has COVID. Next day, he doesn't have COVID. What the hell?
He's clear. He passed the test. We're all satisfied. Are you satisfied? I'm satisfied. He's good. It really is absolutely amazing. Let's hear from the kid himself, the quarterback himself, and let's talk about a little bit of mindset when it comes to playing through this injury.
Honestly, just, you know, my mindset was, man, even though I haven't thrown a ball, I played 4 days ago, so I know where guys are supposed to be. I know what it's like to rip a ball on rhythm and on time. And so I just wanted to make sure my motion was good. You know, at some walkthroughs, wasn't ripping anything. But I knew once game time had come around, the adrenaline would be pumping and my blood would be flowing and I'd be just fine. So I'm glad it turned out well.
And the painkillers would be flowing.
Exactly. That would kick in as well. Still, though, very impressive story so far.
And, this. Cinderella, you know, stuff.
It does not.
It's like
not
a Hallmark card.
Is it? It's. I don't think we've seen nothing like this.
Cinderella,
like, even
man.
The Tom Brady story, he was a sixth-round pick. Even that story, like, for him to turn into the all-time great, that's pretty big stuff. But that
Kurt Warner.
That took 10 years.
Kurt Warner,
bagging groceries to a Super Bowl champion. Right. Those are great stories. This one's right up there. And now we'll see how it ends because, you know, he still has to do something like get him to a Super Bowl or something like that before we can really declare this an amazing story.
Yeah.
But right now, as we're watching it, like, this is the closest thing. I mean, I don't know. How do you compare the last pick in the draft that they call him Mr. Irrelevant and he's been nothing but relevant for the 49ers as a team that is now considered a contender at 10-4?
That's what you love about football and sports, man. Anytime, anywhere, somebody can dare to be great. And there's so many people that were sitting on that bench waiting for opportunities that never got them.
Yeah.
And
what is success but when opportunity
and preparation
meet?
Yep.
And so he stayed ready, and that's a lesson to everybody. Stay ready. You never know. And that's literally what he did. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's continue with the calls with you. Singletary's in Colorado. Singletary.
Sing, Sing, what up?
Hello.
What's up?
What up? What up, baby?
What up?
Singletary, Colorado, driving for UPS today, man.
What can Brown do for you? Every single thing they can do for you. They even fit your gutters if you need them.
Yes, sir. We are here, man. I just want to say, UPS, we're like the top of the game, bro. We're like the Lombardi Trophy. It's named after us. You know?
Are you guys like UPS? You're putting that as like the standard.
It's the gold standard,
right? We're the logo.
That's it, man. Everybody fights all year long to hoist us up. You know what I mean? Mm. And FedEx, they're like, give them their credit. They're like Rodgers, but they're only going to get into the playoffs and then choke. They're going to make a mistake. And USPS, man, they're like, they're the guy in the locker room. They're on the team, but nobody wants to play with. So we're going to call them Zach Wilson.
The trash talk begins.
Yeah. What can Brown do for
and
you?
And DHL, man. DHL, that's XFL or Arena League.
Oh, wow. All right. Singletary bringing it. All right, there you go. That's it, right? The standard has been set. Singletary has thrown it down.
I don't want to hear no FedEx caller calling and saying nothing because they're lazy anyway. Man, I drive up to these houses all day. There'll be like a little three-step porch. They won't even put it on the porch on the cover. They just drop the boxes in the snow and move on. They're like the little kid with the paper route, throwing it anywhere in the yard.
Just throwing. If it breaks, it breaks.
No consideration. So basically, you saying, y'all, like, he had his Frank Lucas moment. I'm a brand name. When you cut my stuff down, you dilute it. I'm a brand name like General Mills or Pepsi. You depend on it. You rely on it.
So there it goes. The trash talking begins. Again, we love to do this every year. This time of year, all of you in the delivery business, all of you are very busy. We know it. A lot of you say you listen to us throughout your day to get you through all the work that you have to do during the day. So we're giving you the opportunity to call like we did
again.
Last year.
Give me the number again.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let, of course, the trash talking begin. And you know what he said about the, you know, again, the Postal Service, USPS?
Yeah.
Well, Bridget's calling from North Carolina. Come on, Bridget.
Okay. I just want to say that UPS backs up their big brown trucks to our dock and unloads their packages so that we can deliver them for them.
They pretending. They posing.
Come help me finish the job, please. That's what they're saying.
They disrespectful, unloyal, unappreciative sons of you know what.
Exactly. Amazon and DHL do the same thing.
See, so you're saying without us, you don't have a business. Without us,
exactly.
It doesn't get delivered. That's what Bridget's saying. I love it, Bridget. Thank
Bridget's
you so much.
Bridget saying, I started this barbecue stuff.
Right.
That's the thanks I get.
That's what we get, right. More USPS from Taz in Michigan. Taz.
What's up, man? It's Taz out of West Michigan. What's up, Bart?
Hakuna Matata. What up, though?
What up, though?
Man, let me get at you, dog. So that cap from UPS, well, no, we built UPS, dog. We helped Amazon. We helped eBay. We did it all. And we the one who put them on stage.
Ah, see? So you saying you put them on? You the producer?
We got customers started out. We the originals. What?
The originals. That's
so you
right.
Say, so you saying you the producer? You created the sound, and now they trying to act like they did it by themselves. They just quoting your words.
Man, of course we did. They drop it on us on Christmas. We do what they can't do. Deliver their own parcel.
We do what they can't do.
What up with that?
All right, Taz. Love it. See, that's what we're looking for right now. How about we hear from an Amazon driver, Bart Scott?
Oh, those my people.
We stay in Michigan. We got Ryan. What up, though, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, Bart and Han? Love the station. Going to be sad that you guys are leaving us. Going back to the USPS and UPS, Amazon, we're in a league of our own. We deliver our own stuff. You can't touch us.
Trailblazers. And we got the EDV vans right now. Zero emissions, baby. Yep. We out there trailblazing. They got to show some respect to us. We new to this, but we also true to this.
Shout out to my fellow driver, Ross, in Michigan, holding down the Auburn area.
There you go. Yeah, all right.
Hold it down, man. I know going up them steps can be crazy. Them people don't be putting the salt down on the steps, man. Be careful
safe.
Out there. Make
be
sure
safe.
You step off good.
Ryan, we appreciate you. Thank you for the call. We continue with this at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Delivery driver trash talk. It gets us all fired up. Plenty more to get to, of course, on the sports world. Week 15 of the NFL season underway. Matchups to discuss. The Jets and the Lions game, which is already a big game for both teams, trying to stay alive in the playoff picture. And the Jets now, without their starting quarterback for now, which is Mike White, their original starting quarterback, Zach Wilson, back now as a starter. And Bart is not comfortable with that. We continue with calls and more. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Don't leave me, girl. Stay with me. If you take your love away from me, I go crazy. Damn! I'm a bitch, man. I miss my peoples, man. Fort Myers, stand up, B. Jacksonville, Michigan.
Bart and Han.
What up, though?
Hey, Dan's in New Jersey. Been hanging on a bit here. Dan, how you doing?
Oh, y'all good, Jersey. You still got us.
Yeah. Dan?
Dan, what up, though?
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Hey. Good. Thank you for taking the call. Real quick, I just want to say shout out to Bart. I actually ran into you a couple of years back. You were in a Walgreens with your son, and you guys were in the back of the store smacking each other with the pool noodles. And I went up and interrupted you and asked for an autograph from my friend Jessica, who I work with, and she's a huge fan, and she was so happy with that. So thank you for being a good guy and letting me and giving me the autograph.
My pleasure, man. Just listen, when you see them kids abusing me like that, call the cops! It's abuse!
I had a question. Are you guys, am I still going to be able to listen to you guys on 98.7?
Yep. Absolutely. That's where we'll be now, exclusively there, and I think some affiliates in the New York area. But yeah, 98.7 is now going to be the home for us. So you can get us on the app. You can obviously listen to us on the station as well in your car. All those things. So, yeah, we're in the New York area.
Everybody,
New Jersey, Connecticut, Westchester, Long Island, we're not going anywhere. It's really more for around the country that those of you will have to find us on the New York, on the 98.7 ESPN app.
Yeah, we stuck on you like a rash, baby.
Yeah, you can't get rid of us, man. We're like
all right, well, that's good because I'm also a delivery driver. I work for Shipt, which is like a company owned by Target. I shop for people and deliver it to them. So I'm in the car a lot, and you guys make the day a lot better with all the good laughs and all the good times and good stories. And I just want to say thank you, and I hope you guys both have a really Merry Christmas.
You too,
likewise,
Dan. Appreciate
likewise.
You.
Thanks
be safe as you drive. Thank you so much.
See? People be saying my kids abuse me. You know what I'm saying?
I just think it's funny that once he said you and your son were hitting each other with pool noodles, I'm like, yeah, that was Bart. That was definitely Bart. Like, you never have to hesitate and go, Yeah, no, is that really Bart? No, that's definitely Bart. Yeah. You can definitely see him doing that.
Fighting in CVS with pool noodles.
Dave is in Atlanta. What's up, Dave?
Hello, fellas. I've been a Jets fan for 46 years, and I realize everything that's going on in the world, that sports is the toy department. But the New York Jets are a never-ending, recurring, smothering nightmare for us fans. Nothing personal, Bart.
No, I got you.
And, you know, Jets fans should receive some sort of compensation or something. You know, reparations, compensation, something. Because I can't even go into a weekend thinking I know what's going to happen or what's going on.
It could surprise you.
They're constantly pulling the rug out from under us in some way, shape, or form. Hey, guys, real quick, check out the Seal Sinatra Christmas duet. I think you'll like it.
Oh, I have heard that. That's really good.
It's very good. And one last thing, Bart, you know this. Brock Purdy isn't going to take them to the Super Bowl. You know that. Come on. Somebody's going to step up and make him look very bad,
like the last pick
in the draft.
No rookie quarterback has ever done that.
But see, this is the deal, right? Traditionally, I would say, yeah, eventually he's going to run into a beast. But it's no Tom Brady. It's no Aaron Rodgers. It's no Big Bad Wolves.
Jalen Hurts.
For him to get there, he got to get through Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave.
And he got to get through Dak Prescott. Those aren't world beaters. Those aren't Hall of Famers.
Well, it's the it's the defenses that he's got to go against, and I'd be concerned about the way that Cowboys defense can play.
But he got a defense that can do the same thing to his quarterback and make him look mortal.
Right, so just limit your turnovers in a game like that, correct? Because, again, Micah Parsons coming for you, that defense that the Cowboys have, Quinn, like they'll have something for you.
Just like I'm trying to tell people.
I mean, it wasn't the Legion of Boom that he beat last night, let's be honest.
So that's what I'm saying, so – Mark Sanchez beat Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
In San Diego.
Yeah.
He beat Tom Brady in Gillette. He beat Peyton Manning. Like, what I'm saying is, with the team that he has, he doesn't have to go through those type of guys.
I see what you're saying.
It's a transition. Now, if he was in the AFC
and
he was a rookie, I'd say, man, you got to go through Josh Allen.
Patrick Mahomes.
Joe Burrow. Yeah. Maybe Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Yeah. But he ain't going. This is a transition in the NFC where the great quarterbacks are exiting that division.
Yeah,
they're leaving that division. Mm-hmm. So that division is void of Hall of Fame quarterbacks. You wouldn't say outside the guys that were in. I'm not talking about Tom Brady because we know he's not Tom Brady that he used to be no more. Matthew Stafford may be done.
He's beat up.
So what I'm saying is, like, the fight for who's going to be the superior quarterback in that division is up for grabs. Like, all the great quarterbacks are in the AFC.
Right.
Justin Herbert.
Well, look at the West.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. Like, Tua and Hurts are equivalent. And we look at Tua like, whatever.
Well, no. You made Tua a top 10 quarterback.
I made Hurts a top 10 quarterback.
You said Hurts, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, two is, yeah,
but what
I
I'm
agree
saying is when you look at their performance before last week, they're about the same.
All right.
And Tua hurts in this division. Where would you have Hurts and Dak Prescott ranked just specifically if they came to the AFC? They would be 6th and 7th.
Probably like 5 at best.
Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen.
I got 4.
Herbert.
Herbert's the guy,
Herbert's talent
wise,
he's
more
talented than both of those guys.
Yeah, he's got some talent. Right. But I want to see him turn that talent to wins.
You got to get rid of a coach. As soon as you get Sean Payton, it's over.
I almost like rooting for that. Let's continue with the calls. I love the fact that the trash talking now is coming through. So we've got to get to those, and we certainly will. But let's also get to that. I want to get to people that have been waiting a while to get to us. Steve's on Long Island. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How's it going?
Good. How are you?
All right, I'm good. I've been trying to get in contact with you guys for a couple of weeks now when FIFA started and Bart wasn't there and Han was talking about how the Nets should get rid of Kevin Durant. And I was like, you a fanboy for the Knicks there because you wanted him to be sent to the Knicks.
Yup.
And I was like, remember, I was, and then I couldn't get through. I think the show ended before then.
All right.
So I've been trying to get through.
It's funny,
then.
I never said he should go to the Knicks. Well, I actually thought it was the Lakers.
Yeah, you definitely said that. No, you said the Knicks should give everything up.
Well, I definitely would have said that, Steve. I would have said that.
Throw the challenge flag.
I would have said that you want to throw the challenge flag.
Go back.
My favorite part was when you said they should definitely But Steve, what I was saying at the time, right, made sense. And then once everything has calmed down, and everything now has calmed down again, and they're playing well, right? They are. But at the time, it was still fresh that he didn't want to be there, mm-hmm. that Kyrie was causing all kinds of trouble, and you were wondering, how are they ever getting out of this whole thing? But things have settled down, and you got to credit Jacques Vaughn for kind of calming things down. And they have quietly, yes, quietly, because ain't nobody paying attention to this team, everybody. That's the truth. And, Steve, you know it. Nobody's paying attention to them, and that's when they do their best. It's when everybody, when all eyes are on them and all pressure's on them, that's when things start to blow up. But right now, everything's fine. Everything is fine. But you always wait for what's the next thing that's going to happen, because the history of these guys together in Brooklyn has been something always happens. That's it. But I got to ask you. So, all right, they didn't blow it up. Fine. You really think this is going to stay together for a long time after this season? Like, you think this is a long-term thing?
It's going to stay because Kyrie's already proven that he's going to be there for a long time. They're going to give him an offer after the end of the year.
You think they're going to?
But the thing that I was telling you, the reason that everybody was saying, oh, the Nets is no good, we didn't have Ben Simmons at the time. Kyrie weren't playing. Steph was injured, was just coming back.
Yep.
Joe Harris was just coming back. So the team wasn't fully intact. True. Everybody was saying, blow it up. But think about it. Last year, the Celtics, right, weren't good in the beginning of the season.
Right.
That's why I said the first half of the season don't mean nothing. All-star, from all-star break and up,
of course.
That's when the team, you start talking about the team. That's why I was like, never. We should never get rid of Kevin Durant. Keep Kevin Durant. Keep the team. The only thing we need right now is a big man to grab a
rebound.
You're right about that part of it, Steve, is that the rim presence and rebounding is something that is the obvious issue with this group. But they shoot the ball at a high percentage, and a lot of that is because of Kevin Durant's presence. He has been great. I'll give you that. I'll tip my cap to you. Since everything has calmed down, he is the reason, too. Kevin Durant is the reason why they have been as competitive and as good as they have been. And now, of course, you're just waiting to see the next thing, which is the health part of it and everything else. The East is not as good. Thank you, Steve. The East is not as good as we thought it would be. The East is extremely top-heavy, and you've got a lot of teams that are underachieving.
Because Miami isn't what we
Miami,
expect them to
Chicago,
be.
Yeah. Like just a couple of teams are like, I thought they'd be better than they are. Atlanta, and they're not, for whatever reasons there are. So the NBA certainly is there's some parity going on right now. But I still say there's like three teams that are like legit championship teams, and everybody else is sort of, you know, wait and see.
Can the Nets like just take a flyer on a guy like maybe Dwight Howard? I mean, I know he's playing.
They had him there before, and again, it's another
did
kind
he,
of,
he didn't have him there with
– It's a goofy
did
dude.
Did he have him there with Durant?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He was in Philly.
Yeah.
He's kind of a goofy guy to bring into that place.
But he seemed like he might bring some fun to the place because it looks like Kyrie is like too philosophical. Kevin Durant is kind of chill mode. He brings maybe some youth and exuberance, even though he's an older dude.
Of course.
But
the guy can still get you 20 rebounds.
Yeah,
I believe that.
What he is, he's still a big body. He's somebody that you can help – you know, can have on Embiid, big body, and you need rebounding. You need size.
Yeah.
And if he's out there, he playing. It's not like he's not playing.
I don't know. They've got to figure that out, though.
I would go there before I go Boogie Cousins. Boogie Cousins can't jump.
Yeah. No. They need to get – look, everybody needs an athletic big.
And he's still athletic. He still can play defense coming off the pick and roll. He's still louder. He's a vegan now, so he's in tremendous shape.
He always is in shape.
He has his own farm. He grows his own food for him and his kids,
mm-hmm.
right? So he's in tremendous shape. So I would give him a shot. I don't know. I didn't understand why the Lakers didn't bring him back.
I think it's a lot more locker room than anything else. And you don't know day to day what you're getting from him. And I think the Nets are already dealing with enough of that. But look, whatever it is, again, Kevin Durant's played great.
Yeah,
they have been on a nice roll. They have been in a good run here. And now it's a matter of just seeing where it can go from here. Now that they've finally got things calmed down, because it was volatile for a while there to start the season. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The phone lines are jammed. We want to talk to you today, our final day. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
That movie coming out soon, baby.
Yeah.
The 23rd. Man. I love you, Bobby. I love you.
You know what I saw the other night? I watched with my wife, the Preacher's Wife.
Preacher's Wife,
she's
yeah,
in there with Denzel.
And the other dude is married to Angela Bassett. That's Ezra Bassett's husband.
That's such a good movie.
Ain't that something that you now, start it's saying a, it's somebody's husband that you don't know his real name?
Well, yeah, I know.
Damn.
That happens. But it was it's obviously a remake of an original that was from the 40s, I think, called The Bishop's Wife.
Yeah.
I think it was Cary Grant might have been in that movie. So Denzel filling in the shoes of another legend.
Denzel.
But it's such a good movie. Like, so good. And she's great in it, you know?
She was multi-talented.
Whitney could act.
That in The Bodyguard was good, too.
Yeah, she was phenomenal in that. But, yeah, it was really good movie. If you haven't seen it, again, it's called The Preacher's Wife. It's a great movie. And good for this time of year, obviously. It's Bart and Han, presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You're talking about Courtney B. Vance? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You got a mean mustache, bro.
Yeah, that's a guy you trust because of the mustache.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Clean shaven. You know what I'm saying? Keyshawn, I'm like, bro, man, you still on that list, bro.
Why are you doing that? Let's get back to talking to the people.
Why are you trying to look young, Keyshawn?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Eventually, we have to make our picks. The last time around the sea, and we're just going to tank.
Are we Green Bay?
We're tanking.
We out of it?
We're
but we're mathematically not out of
we're
it?
We're not out of it yet, so Aaron Rodgers still believes there's a chance. Yeah, I think we're out of it, but so we'll just keep tanking. But we have all the delivery drivers today. We're celebrating you and all the work you do this time of year and the fact that
Santa's
so many of you
right
say
there,
that you listen to us while you're on your routes, running your routes, and just trying to get everything delivered in time for the holidays. So we're celebrating you by letting you talk trash to other delivery drivers. It's been fun so far. The Postal Service people are the ones that have been coming up like, hey.
They've been going hard.
We're the reason why you get stuff done. The originator. So we allow the rest of you.
Government funded, though.
To fire back. Let's see. We haven't heard from FedEx yet. Donovan in Virginia. Donovan.
There's been a lot of slander going your way, my brother.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, man? FedEx, we're not worried about the trash talking. Why? Because you see the logo, right? You see the arrow. Y'all can do all that talking. I'm trying to deliver your customer stuff, man. They're wondering why you keep putting codes on, they ain't get delivered yet. When we deliver stuff, we get there the day before, man. And I'm going to tell you this. When it comes to FedEx, the Falcons owner, father, created FedEx, man. So you know what
happened. Yeah, Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And look at Poetic Justice with Tupac and them driving the USPS truck. They stopping that family reunion. He's not even related to him. He's arguing in the back, getting drunk. You know what I'm saying? Like, and with DHL, you don't really hear about it until you see the van. That's all. And with UPS, they be so... Hey, look, shout UPS. What can Brown do for you? Hey, FedEx can do a lot more, man. We get there earlier, man. That's all I'm saying, bro.
what you saying? Like, right now, if you order something from UPS, you ain't getting it to after Christmas, New Year's, maybe? You got to tell people Santa got jacked.
Hey, you better tell your kids, hey, man, I'm sorry, man. Santa got drunk with the eggnog or something, man. I don't know, man. They be tripping in there.
Santa, all you got to say, that's your trash talk. Santa uses FedEx. Say no more. Don, we appreciate you, man. Thank you. Let's see. We got some more here. I'm trying to think. Oh, this one. I think this one you'll like, Bart. We got Uniondale, Long Island. We have Alan on the line. Alan, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey, nah, man. I'm over here. I'm in the money truck, man. I wanted them to say, yo, I'm in the money truck because that's what I'm doing. I'm delivering money and picking up money right now.
Ah, that's what we're doing today. That's the, yeah, that's the good gift.
Armored car?
Yeah, armored truck. Yep.
That's what's up, man. Somebody got to get those ones in that ATM so I can go to strip club.
But I was going to say, but shout out to Amazon and UPS and all that because, you know, it's Christmas time and they putting in that work because I used to work for Amazon too. So I already know around this time.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's hard.
It's
yo,
crazy.
What'd you get about like 200 packages, man? Got to go out there, get out there every single time.
Right. Because it's peak season now. So, you know, it's crazy right now.
Yeah, you're speaking like that said, Amazon talk baby.
You own your own little your DSP. And, ooh.
Yeah. All good. We got you, Alan. I appreciate you. I know we keep people get very relaxed.
We're getting real loose, man.
Yeah. They get relaxed when they talk to us. D in New Jersey, D.
Hey, what's going on? Y'all can hear me?
We got you.
Loud and clear, baby.
Hey, listen. I'm going to put a rest on all the trash talking right now. I deliver for Staples. Okay? So this is office supplies. And everything you find in the office, right?
Yes.
Office supplies, right. These cats from the UPS, from FedEx, from the Postal Service, they got big trucks with small muscles. They couldn't do what we do in a week. You understand what I'm saying? They couldn't last a week doing what we do.
They got big.
We break our backs out here. The only ones I got respect for is Amazon because they get busy, and WB Mason.
WB Mason.
These other cats talk a lot, but they don't do no work. They got envelopes.
They Planet Fitness. They supposed to be working out, but they got bagel day and pizza day.
Like that. Mark, you already know what it is.
Shout out to Staples. Man. We bring an office in there. We got to break it down.
Appreciate you, D. This to me is like what it's about. Like, it's so much fun here and all this stuff. But
tell me this. How is the trash talking between the delivery services better than the NFL?
Right.
Come on, man.
Players. Like, we got all upset because of what Michael Parsons said. Even Michael Parsons is like, what did I say that was wrong? I'm talking football. Everybody else gets to do it. Why can't I do it?
Yeah.
Not being disrespectful. I'm just giving you my opinion. That's all it is. UPS is back on the mic.
Uh-oh,
Chris in North Carolina. Chris,
Popcorn muscles. What's up?
He just said you're big trucks and small muscles.
Popcorn muscles. That's funny, fam. First of all, how's it going?
What's good?
Cool to potatoes.
Hey, okay, so first of all, I wanted to address the post office thing about us backing our trucks up to their docks. Well, honestly, it's because they have to pay us to do it. They don't have the infrastructure to handle it all, so they pay us to sort it and package it up and box it and back it up to their docks. So you're welcome. But I don't want to get into the post office. I have respect for the post office. But if I'm a FedEx guy, man, come on. Man. FedEx. I've never gotten a FedEx package early. And you know why? Because they're not obligated to deliver it to you. Their money comes in from their pickups. So that's where they make their money. They're not loyal to the customer, the residential. No, they're getting their money from their pickup. So once the pickups start, if you ain't got it, you ain't getting it.
Right, you got to go to fulfillment center to go pick it up.
Yeah. It's the Wild Wild West over there, man. We don't know who owns FedEx. FedEx is a franchise. So, I mean, FedEx, you like to pull up on the FedEx driver in a white T-shirt, not wearing a seatbelt. Like, come on, man. Y'all don't have no structure over there. And how you going to shout out Amazon? Amazon the puppy in the game, man. Like, Amazon, like when your little brother comes to the basketball court, and he can't dribble through his legs yet, and he out here shooting air balls. Like, you don't even look his way, man. Amazon be on the wrong side of the road, my dude. Like, wrong, man. Like, you out here, hey. you trying too hard.
You're on the wrong side of the road, man. That's what he's saying.
We got electric vehicles. We ain't got to be CDL certified, baby.
Chris is laying waste to everybody. Chris, that's an epic call, my man. Thank you so much. Be safe. Laid waste to everybody. All of them.
He's like, hey.
He took out every single one.
FedEx is like a franchise. You buy it as individuals. Mm-hmm. You buy the routes.
Yeah. Yeah, and the idea is when it's pickup time, that's where you make your money. So if I didn't deliver it by pickup time, you ain't getting it tomorrow.
come
that's
pick
when
it
you
up.
Get the email that says,
come pick it up on the service
out for
center.
Delivery. Then it says, back to the distribution center. Like, wait a minute, you
I'm
just
here.
Said it was out for delivery.
I'm here. I've been
How
here
did
he
get back there? Yeah, because it was time to pick up everything else. 888-SAY-ESPN. More of your calls. We got our picks to do for this week. Got some good games this week, of course, to get to. We are doing the trash talk thing, but you know, we are also willing to talk some sports with you as well, because certainly a lot going on. World Cup, championship.
Mbappe.
We got that game to talk about. What Barca can't wait to see.
Me-he-he-se.
Stay with us. Lots to get to on our final day. It's Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Han.
Candy-coated rainbows.
Give me my candy rain.
Hey, this is going to be a fun day. Bittersweet.
My love, love someone so much you thought you'd die, giving so much of yourself. They go hot.
Hell yeah.
Tell me what you want and I.
It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. Hey, all right, so as everybody knows, it's our last show today for the network. We will be local in New York on 98.7 ESPN starting in January. But what we won't be for, I guess, the time being until we can work all that stuff out, is we won't be a televised vehicle anymore. So we, as everybody knows, you could see us on ESPN Plus and on the ESPN app as well. That has been something that we've loved doing because it lets you just kind of see what we're doing while we're doing it. And it also allows us to share a lot of the crazy stuff we do on social media with all the videos and whatnot. And the people behind the scenes that are handling the TV side of what we do for the first 2 hours of the show are people we've never met in person. Like, no. We've only met one person,
right?
Federica, who had came here one time, one day.
A lot of beautiful graphics,
one of the producers,
and the Legos, and the just designing of everything, man.
Mm-hmm.
Top notch.
Yeah, it's been great. So we wanted to thank everybody on the TV side before they ended the show on their side of things. Again, you can watch on the app our show. And again, I mentioned Federica, producer. Charles, also a producer. Chuck. Michael Vetter, I mentioned yesterday. But all the directors, Bill, Miriam, Ashley, John Dorsey, the technical directors, Delano, Kathy, Tony, Daniel, on graphics, all the things you see on the screen, including right there where it says call the show, Travis and Deborah, and on the network side of thing, network operations, Lavinia, Art, and Sean. All of you, again, we thank you. We haven't met at all, but you always made the show look good, sound good. You made us gave us opportunities to share things visually to our followers, to people who listen to the show. A lot of people wanted to say, well, how can we watch the show? And so they'd go to the app to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, Bart, I don't know if you want to add anything, but it's just a heartfelt thank you, because it's people you don't know who put all their energy into what you do and make it look good.
And they did it as if it was their own.
Yeah.
Their names were on it and their brand was on it. And we appreciate all the love and support. And we can feel it. Even though we didn't meet a lot of people, we can feel it. We can feel the good thoughts. And we definitely see the results on as far as the products. It was a pleasure. We'll be missed.
We're going to miss it.
We'll see you guys again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, we'll be doing TV stuff on ESPN side, you know, still in the Seaport. So it's not like we're never going to be here. But on the TV side for our show,
yes,
when we go back to a local show, there won't be a TV element, at least in the beginning, until we can figure out how to get a simulcast worked out where we can, you know, again, be seen on TV. Because Barsha Damas needs to be seen. And what the people on the TV side of this did with Barshadamas, Federica, of course, and Chuck. It was amazing how it made it even funnier.
I love the Barshadamas beard.
The beard, the look, yeah, that whole look, but just everything. And then throughout this throughout this production, they've been showing a lot of the best of.
The last time.
Take us out, Barshadamas. Take us out.
We love you all. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're out.
Power Hour next.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.